Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner
Rob Parker,
and we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got a great 3 hours for you on this Worship Wednesday. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my esteemed partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Wow, I'm esteemed today, huh?
Wow.
I feel like broccoli. Like that. Esteemed broccoli, no? Thank you.
Wow, Alex. I tell you what, the standard has been lowered.
No.
My goodness, he's getting last for that?
Alex knows I'm practicing. I'm getting ready for my October 1st show in Santa Monica.
Man.
No,
I mean,
broccoli,
I haven't heard. I got to be honest. The stuff you've been kicking for the last 3 weeks, I don't know if that's going to cut it.
Everything's not funny. Everything's not funny. I got new material, Chris. You'll You'll like some of these jokes.
Huh? Rob, I said this. You were out this day. Have you ever heard of the comedian David Arnold?
David Arnold.
He was on the show once, but he's kind of was blowing up, right? And he was on the show about a year and a half ago, and he was blowing up. He had created a show on Nickelodeon, that girl Lele. He was working on his third Netflix stand-up. He had had two already that were successful. And I just saw him up at Martha's Vineyard when I was up there in August. And Rob, about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, he died. Just natural causes at age 54.
Wow.
I had grown up with his wife, so that's how I knew him through her.
That's how you, yeah.
But yeah, man, you believe that?
That's unbelievable. 54, too young.
Crazy.
My goodness. So sad.
Are we having technical difficulties? Because I can't hear Rob.
Okay, I hear you fine. Can we fix this? Is there anything, Alex, we could do?
I got you now. I got you.
I got you. We good, Chris? Okay,
yeah,
you got me.
Yeah.
I would just say it's a shame. 54 is so young.
Unbelievable.
And of natural causes. Is that really natural causes? Wow.
Yeah. So, all right, well, let's get into it. There's a lot to talk about, and we got to introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Danny G in for super producer Rob G. How you like that? Of course, on the ones and the twos is DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan.
No, the meat eater. Stop calling him that.
Stop that, Rob.
I don't know.
I'm born again vegan.
I don't think he's ever eaten meat again, man.
Never.
That meat laid him up for about 2 weeks. So
I'm done.
I think he's done with that. And then, of course, on the updates.
Another non-meat either.
Oh, is that Ilo?
It's Monsi.
Monsi
Bolaños.
Monsi, you're a vegan?
I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that means you eat fish,
you don't eat meat.
I'm not a Presbyterian. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, that's a religion. It's Presbyterian. I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's Presbyterian. Presbyterian. That's somebody who eats fish. I don't eat anything with a face.
So you eat just vegetables.
I eat a lot of veggies. I eat a lot of carbs. I'm the worst.
Oh, but you don't look it. You look good.
No, it's because I'm running to burn off all the carbs.
Okay.
Got to balance.
Yo, on NFL Sunday, she tried feeding us vegan wings.
Hold on a second. I didn't try. I successfully fed everybody vegan wings.
She was pushing vegan wings and fries on all of us.
No,
did you throw up in your mouth? Did you throw up in your mouth?
You one of those kind. That's the kind of vegan I like.
It tasted like those old AMPM burgers at the gas station when our parents were really broke.
Listen. Danny G's the hater. Ask Rich Ornberger. Ask Steve Hartman. Ask Ryan. Everybody else loved him.
Party, my God.
They loved him. Danny G's just trying to cause problems.
Those guys all do yoga too. Hot yoga.
No doubt.
All right. Well, thank you guys. We're gonna have a fun show. We got Greg Jennings joining us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every Wednesday. Rob, let's get into it. No surprise to me, probably not to you. We said it. Once LeBron James got the ball rolling with his tweet saying the NBA got it wrong with the way they had handled the Robert Sarver situation, Chris Paul then chimed in with a tweet. PayPal said it would not sponsor the Suns as long as Sarver was in his current position as owner. And the NBA Players Association came out and said he should be removed. And then Draymond Green piled on and said the same thing. And now Robert Sarver has announced today, Rob, that he is going to sell the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. I think that's what needs to happen. And don't shed any tears for him. I mean, obviously, what he did was ridiculous anyway. But he also is going to make a killing on this sale. It was like Donald Sterling, Rob. Bought the team for $12 million, sold it for $2.1
billion.
So don't feel bad for it.
No, no one's going to feel bad. But I have to say this. I think the commissioner, Adam Silver, misread the room. And
clearly,
he botched this. And I think any talk of Adam Silver being the all-time great commissioner goes out the window. He didn't understand that there was no way Sarver was ever going to be able to take back his team in a year, Chris. And when he got up there and had that ridiculous press conference and talked about it, he set a precedent, and times have changed with Donald Sterling. I just cannot believe. That's why I said to you from Jump Street, I thought the NBA went soft on him. And I didn't believe that the players and advertisers were going to be as cool and as dismissive as Adam Silver was, which was, well, not much we really can do, you know, there are laws or whatever. No, right. No, yes, there are. Because it's not just your own show. And when the players have a voice and the advertisers have a voice, what in the world did Adam Silver think was going to happen? That everybody was going to welcome this guy back, Chris, after a year? It's not that he should be sent to the Lions or something, or he can't live. But it doesn't fit with what the NBA is about, players that make up 75% of the league are black, African-American, whatever term you want to use. And to think that they were going to, you know, like turn the other cheek and act like nothing happened after a year. Didn't he see what Donald Sterling and how the players had threatened not to play the playoffs? How, Chris? That's the part that I don't understand. I think Adam Silver misread everything, and LeBron was right. That's why I applauded him, Chris, when he came out with that tweet. The league got it wrong. Adam Silver got it wrong. And Sarver understands that he can't go on. That's why he's saying, I'm going to sell. If he really believed he had a chance, or he didn't, Chris, he would have said that or told Sterling or told the commissioner, all right, I'll sell, I'll get out. Because he thought the commissioner was going to be able to smooth this over and right. Have people be okay in a year. And Silver was wrong.
Well, I agree with you. Adam Silver definitely misread the room, and that was evident right away as the players and others began to come out. And I'm glad you brought up Sarver as far as, you know, realizing he couldn't go on. Let me read this statement because I have some problems with this statement.
Chris, I read it too, and I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's the statement. As a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. I expected that the commissioner's one-year suspension would provide the time for me to focus, make amends, and remove my personal controversy from the teams that I and so many fans love. And let me finish this, Rob, because I got something to say about this thing. Then he goes, but in our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that that is no longer possible, that whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by things I have said in the past. For those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and Mercury. Robert Sarver, you should be, once again, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is a terrible statement. Number one, you put the blame on everybody else. In our current unforgiving climate.
Can I just jump in real quick? Real quick?
Yeah.
Donald Trump was elected president. Chris, the stuff that he said, people overlooked it and forgave him and just were like, well, I still think he's going to be a great president. So this whole idea that no one gets a second chance or people aren't forgiven for their past.
I don't even think people forgave
But I'm saying,
Trump. I think they
But I'm saying it didn't stop them from
saying
like, okay, well, he can't be president and I won't vote for him. That's all I'm saying. Is this not across the board? If you do something, something bad is going to happen and you never can redeem yourself.
Deshaun Watson's getting a second chance.
There you go.
It's replete. The environment is replete with people getting second chances. That's number one. Number two, he starts off as a man of faith. Okay. Well, I doubt he's become a man of faith within the last 2 weeks. So he thought of himself as a man of faith probably for years. Robert Sarver, you show us your faith by the way you behave, by the way you act. We don't believe you're a man or a woman of faith just because you say so. You have to show some fruit of being a faithful believer, period. All right, and we read the report, and there's no fruit. It's negative fruit. Where was your faith when you were repeating the N-word all those times? Where was your faith when you were sending pornographic photos and videos to freaking people that worked for you? Where was your faith then when you were talking about all types of inappropriate sexual stuff in staff meetings? Where was your faith then? That's how, show me your faith then. All right? You know people by the fruit of their life. That's how we know your faith, not because you say it. All right? So that don't give me that. And I'm not saying you can't be forget. Look, here's the third thing, Rob. There is a difference between, and a lot of people don't understand this, so this would be good for people. There's a difference between forgiveness and justice. Okay? Robert Sarver can be forgiven, but justice still must be served. Just because you're forgiven doesn't mean you won't be punished. My daughters, as I was raising them up, they did things wrong. They did things that upset me, and every single time I forgave them. But you know what? There was also some punishment. Because that's justice. The forgiveness comes, but then the justice comes. And justice is necessary because you have to set it. One, you have to let that person who you're forgiving understand that he did wrong. If you just let people go, I'll forgive you, go on and don't, there's no justice, they may not recognize their wrongdoing, and then they go on and continue to hurt and harm people. So that, look, I mean, he didn't harm me, but obviously I'm black, I don't like him using the N-word like that. I forgive him, but justice must be served. And so let's separate the two. You had no reason to put in such an unforgiving climate. Stop it. All right, so the ridiculous statement, you made it worse instead of making it better.
877-99 on Fox. This will be
877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Robert Sarver deciding, being forced really, to sell the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury. Your turn to weigh in next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could just talk about how great it is with Discover, where they allow you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Robert Sarver going to sell his team. Your thoughts, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Ryan in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Great. How are you?
Hey, real quick, Adam Silver definitely botched this situation, but I feel like he can make it right if the Boston Sun, the Phoenix Sun can sell it to a black-owned like a group.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that. I'm sure that somebody is going to try to, you know, there's going to try to, maybe a black group will try to put something together, Rob, to buy this team.
Right.
I'm sure there'll be at least a couple minority owners at the very least.
Oh, yeah. But it's still going to go to the highest bidder. I mean,
yeah.
It still comes down to that. And they should be in the running, Chris, if you get a group together. But Magic's had a group together trying to buy a team, and it hasn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, wasn't you part of the Denver Broncos? Wasn't you a part of that group?
Well, he obviously is part of the Dodgers. Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying it ain't as easy.
It's
hard. A lot of people have money want teams. Adrian in Iowa, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm glad I finally got to talk to you guys. I agree with the last caller. I think Adam Silver definitely botched this one. I don't know why he just didn't come out right away and say, you know, we don't support this. This dude's got to go. And I agree with Chris, everything he said, basically. I don't know how the guy comes on there and just makes himself look worse by saying he's a faithful guy, this and that, but sitting there repeating the N-word. So I agree with
that's because people will say whatever they need to try to get them out of hot water.
He was clearly trying to get some sympathy. And look, If you're a man of faith, come out and say, you know what? I betrayed my faith.
Yep.
I was wrong. I went against my Lord and how he wants me to live. I mean, just admit it. I've done it at times where everybody's made mistakes. Come out and admit that you had a pattern of going against your faith and you repent for it and you'll accept the consequences.
But he went for the cancel culture excuse. The cancel culture card. That was just easy. Ah, nowadays, you know,
exactly.
You make a mistake.
Come on, man.
It's that you're done. 18 That's
years,
it.
Rob. 18 years of this
and
behavior.
And plenty of people told him to stop it, and he kept doing it, Chris. It wasn't like it was the first rodeo. Right. Mario in Fresno, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mario?
God bless both of you guys.
Thank you, man.
That's right. Hey, I like what you just said, okay? And I got two people in my car and listen to what you said. Let me tell you, there is consequences to your sin. Yeah, there's forgiveness. There's forgiveness, but you got to repent first.
Right. Amen. Amen, you know? Brother.
And then after that, okay, we can forgive you for using the N-word, you know, and having, you know, telling us that you're a man of faith. But the other thing that you said that really impressed me was it's the fruits.
Right.
It's not what you say. It's the fruits of what you do. So that was awesome. And you guys keep up the good work, okay? God bless both of you.
Thank you, man.
Mario.
We appreciate that.
How about Landon in Washington? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you guys, I appreciate you so much. You guys are the best in radio. Thank God for your show.
Thank you.
Two comments, and I want to take them off the air. This seems like it just reeks of business as usual. Tell me why they could not, if they're forcing him to sell, and they should, why couldn't they penalize him on the sale where he has to give part of that $2 billion back to the NBA for educational purposes?
Well, you know
secondly,
why?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let me see the second part.
Secondly, how does it – are we giving LeBron James a pass? He's been in the league 20 years, and he's just now coming out and saying something about this?
Well, LeBron's been one of the most outspoken. He's probably been the most outspoken player in the NBA, Rob.
But it's not. It can't just fall on LeBron. Donald Sterling was an owner, Chris, for 40 years, 35 years. And there were lawsuits and discrimination lawsuits against him.
Right.
And nobody came out. Nobody came out.
I think LeBron has been stellar in his pushes for social justice. He hasn't done everything right. We talked about China, you know, and all that.
We didn't think he did that right, but he did this right. He did.
But overall, he's been great, especially compared to other players, other athletes, for that matter. So,
it should be the big guys who stand up, Chris. Now, we're not expecting the ninth man to make a stink. I'm just not – that's not real life.
But other stars – who you got? Yes. You got LeBron, Chris Paul, and Draymond Green.
Yep.
Those are guys who came out. And LeBron was first. So you were going to say something about them selling, giving part of the money.
Yeah, I just don't – I think you're going to be in for a lawsuit and trying to make people – I just think that if you really want to get them out, you let them sell the team.
You just get him out.
Just move on.
He's going to get his money.
Because then you're going to have a lawsuit. Chris is going to cost the league money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just too much. Let's do Will and Compton real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, gentlemen? Just two things quickly. It all boils down to accountability and representation matters, because just to call out what he was talking about an unforgiving, is not just the culture of now. What he's looking for is in our functional lifetime, I'm 40 years old, so within that space of time, in the good old boy days where they would have just pushed this aside in commentary and everything, and then it would have been business as usual. So that's the other reason why it's great to support the show, gentlemen, because not only the bravado and the body of work that you two have, but you guys had to come up, man, through a time where having a show like this nationally would have been relegated to a dream. So thank you guys for calling this out and for using your voice.
Well, thank you, man.
We appreciate that, brother.
Thank you.
Chris and I wouldn't be doing the show if we had constraints and had to follow some sort of marching orders. I'll tell you that
right.
Neither one of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got Greg Jennings coming up in a moment, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ripping shirts all over America.
Man, you ain't lying. I think his biceps get bigger every day. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, Fox Sports 1 NFL analyst as well. And he is a Mr. Universe. Greg Jennings, he'll be up in a moment. We lost him for a second, but we'll get him back. But he will join us soon to talk about this situation with the NFL and what's going on, everything. So yes, we're looking forward to that, Rob.
And I do have a question, too, about, you know, everybody making the big deal about Tua and the 6 touchdowns, right? Which is impressive, right, Chris. But there's a list of other guys who have thrown 6 touchdowns.
Oh, and all of them ain't great.
their careers did not go great.
Right.
And one big one, which
all
I
right.
remember. You got him?
Let me say this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
Greg
birthday,
Jennings.
Mr. Greg Jennings.
I appreciate it, fellas. I appreciate it.
Now, you are in New York because you're doing the shows on FS1. We were on First Things First together earlier. What are you doing for your birthday? Your family is
family
not here, correct?
No, they're at school. They got school, don't they?
I just checked into my 4th Airbnb.
You got different Airbnb every day, Rob. Believe
I
right?
do.
Why?
And so because everything was booked, and Chris didn't extend his home to me.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I'm over here.
Hey, next time, you got a room. We got rooms over here you can use. For
He's
sure.
got 2 empty bedrooms. His kids have moved out.
You on your own getting in for the carton show at you know? 3 in the morning or whatever time you going in.
Yes. But, no, I'm sitting here in front of my computer, man, about to FaceTime my kids because she plays a volleyball game. So I'm going to see if I can catch her through the FaceTime.
Awesome. All right. Well,
happy
that's
birthday.
Great, man. Well, let's get to some NFL. Big game coming up this weekend, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. And, Greg, I think particularly this moment, these teams are very similar. You've got both of them have really good defenses. Both of them obviously have historically great quarterbacks. But the receiving cores at this moment are both subpar. Both run games are strong. So who do you give the advantage to when the Packers and the Buccaneers play this weekend?
So for me, I honestly give the advantage to the Packers this week because they're more put together than, in my opinion, the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are kind of scrambling offensively to really find pieces that can even suit up and give Brady outlet and options because of how depleted they are at the wide receiver position. And so Green Bay, they know who they have. They just got to get it together and find that chemistry and get on the same page and start executing. We know who they are defensively, Green Bay. That is the one advantage that I do give to the Buccaneers. Their defense is playing lights out. However, I just feel like offensively, they can do a little bit more to challenge the Bucs defense than the Bucs offensively can do to challenge their defense.
Greg, what do you make of Tua and his tremendous game, 6 touchdowns? Where were you on Tua before this game, and where are you now on him?
Well, I was always optimistic. I knew, just like everybody, obviously he had to step up and make it happen this year with the weapons that they have afforded him with, or it's pretty much a do or die. But I hadn't given up on Tua. I still believe that the player that we saw at Alabama is still in that body, and it will come out if given the best opportunity to produce and succeed. And he has that with Mike Daniels McDaniel, at the helm, coaching and believing and investing all of his resources in him. And so when you have somebody that's supporting you like that, you pretty much have no other way to go but up. And that's what we've seen. I don't think that he can. Now, obviously, last week what we saw, he's not going to perform that way from here on out. That's just not going to happen. Quarterbacks don't throw for 470 every week and 6 touchdowns. But if he can do half of that consistently all year and not turn the ball over, this is going to be a very tough team to out.
I'm glad you brought up the numbers. You know, people go crazy when they see 6 touchdowns, but if you look at the list, Mitch Trubisky threw 6 touchdowns once in a game. It didn't save his job or his with the Bears. And here's the other one. You must have played in this game with Matt Flynn. Did you play in that game against the Lions in 2012?
Against the Lions. Mm-hmm.
Matt Flynn looked like Chris.
Well, that, right? That got him paid.
Greg, you remember he got the big contract from Seattle after that? He had 6 touchdowns, threw for 480 yards. He was a machine out there.
Yeah.
None of that really means it.
It happens, but when you look at why it happened, even for Matt Flynn, it was the situation. It was the pieces that he had around him that allowed and afforded him to have that type of success. It wasn't necessarily his ability. Don't get me wrong. He performed and executed the game plan, but we were doing that with Aaron.
Right.
So, like, it's like putting – it's literally like, okay, all you got to do is – I'm gonna drive this car, and all you gotta do is take the wheel. I'm still in the driver's seat. All the things in the car are still put intact and together, and all you gotta do is take the wheel. That's easy to do.
Greg, let me say this, and we got about a minute for your answer. I mean, I'm sure you look at the numbers that the receivers and quarterbacks put up today, and you just think, my goodness, you know. I mean, they make Hall of Famers numbers look ridiculous because, you know, the game is so different. Tell us why, as a receiver, I mean, Rob and I have talked about quarterbacks don't get hit anymore like they used to. Receivers don't get hit anymore like they used to. Tell us how today's game makes it easier for these two positions, and that is what leads in large part to these numbers just dwarfing the numbers of Joe Montana and all these other great quarterbacks from yesteryear.
Well, the greatest way to be entertained, the greatest way to be entertained in our sport is to see touchdowns. Everybody wants to see touchdowns. So the league has implemented rules that benefit the offense. That doesn't mean that they are making it more difficult for the defense, but it's definitely more challenging for defenders to play smarter than it is for offensive guys. Receivers they get cushioned. The PIs are heightened. The awareness of illegal contact down the field. Like, there's so much room for you to make plays in this league. And obviously, we know about the quarterbacks and what you can and cannot do.
Right.
To where the league has geared it towards offense. Because offense sells. It's entertaining to see teams run up the score. It keeps fans in their seats. It keeps people, viewers, locked in on networks, which are paying. So it's all about the brand. And the brand of football that we see now is entertaining. It's not the same brand of football that, you know, you guys grew up on and I grew up on.
All right, that's our man Greg Jennings. Great stuff as always,
yep,
brother.
Happy birthday, Greg. Again. Enjoy your evening, my man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep, more Odd Couple coming your way. Shekel City's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City.
the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
And Chris, real quick, the Yankees won last night on a grand slam. Guess how they started the game tonight? On a grand slam.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Who?
Oswald Cabrera. He's a young kid. He hit a grand slam, a two-out grand slam in the first inning, 4-0 Yankees. That's in the second inning now against the Pirates. All right, Shekel City, go to BetMGM. That's the place you want to take a look at, BetMGM. And my best bet, Chris, was the money line. Yankees over the Pirates, my best bet, up 4-0 in the first inning. Also, I have the Phillies hosting the Blue Jays under 8 runs. They scored like 50 runs last night in that game. So I'm thinking after a big night, Chris, they'll have a small output for the run total. So I got under 8. And the Tigers at the Orioles, 8.5 runs is the run total. I'm going under there. So Yankees best bet, Blue Jays, Phillies under 8, Tigers at Orioles under 8.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And by the way, I was 2-1 last night.
Congratulations. That's a rarity.
That's thank you.
Rob, Mike Evans, we talked with Greg Jennings about the Packers-Buccaneers game. Maybe the biggest game of the weekend, certainly one of them. Both teams kind of trying to find their way, and I think both teams will and be much better toward the end of the year than they are now. But the Buccaneers, who could be without Julio Jones and Chris Godwin, are also going to be without Mike Evans. So their three top receivers will not be there.
But that was funny because Tampa Bay still 1.5-point favorites. Are they still?
And, you know, I get that. Aaron Rodgers is 1-3 against Tom Brady. And Rob, he has not performed well against Brady. He's completes 59% of his passes in those games. He's got think about it. This is Aaron Rodgers. In those four games, he's got 3 interceptions. Like, for Aaron Rodgers, that's unheard of. Yeah. And but last, remember two years ago,
that they haven't changed the line, though. I mean, that's a lot of people out for.
But I think they're looking at, like I said, to me, these teams are very similar. Neither their receiving core is subpar. Both are trying to find their way offensively at this point. The quarterbacks are great, but they don't have the guys to throw to. Both good running games and both really good defenses. So I think that may have something to do with the line. Remember, Rob, 2 years ago, Aaron Rodgers had one of the worst games of his career against Tampa Bay. Threw for like 160. I think had 2 picks, no touchdowns. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm leaning Tampa in this one. But you know, I think Green Bay needs it more. They're obviously 1-1, where the Buccaneers are 2-0. So if they lose, those things matter too.
I agree. Yeah. Like Cincinnati is playing. Is it the Jets? I mean, Cincinnati desperately. The Jets are coming off the high from that game.
I'd be shocked. Right?
I would too, Chris. I'm talking about. I'm expecting them to beat the Jets by 2 touchdowns. Like they're in that. Like they're desperation mode. They can't afford another.
They go 0-3. I mean, right. I've already said I don't think they're making the playoffs. But if they lose to the Jets, wouldn't you think it's over? No doubt. Because, Rob, look, they were 10-7 last year.
Right.
They weren't 15-2.
Right.
So they're kind of coming back to earth. So, all right, we got 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.